Andrew Johnson from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. Andrew Johnson was the 17th President of the United States. He came to power following the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Johnson was born in Raleigh, North Carolina, in 1808 and grew up in poverty. He was apprenticed to a tailor as a boy, but ran away and opened a tailor shop in Tennessee. At the age of 18, he married Eliza McArdle, who taught him how to improve his reading and writing skills. Johnson participated in debates in Tennessee and organized a workers' party. He was elected mayor in 1833 and sat in the Tennessee House of Representatives 2 years later. He served 5 terms before becoming governor of Tennessee in 1853. Johnson then served in the United States Senate between 1857 and 1862. His political rise was almost complete when he became vice president in 1865. With the assassination of Lincoln in April 1865, the presidency fell upon Johnson. As president, he proceeded to reconstruct the former Southern Confederate states. By the time Congress met in December 1865, most Southern states were reconstructed and slavery was being abolished. However, black codes to control the freed men were beginning to appear, which caused divisions in his party. In March 1867, laws were passed placing restrictions upon the president. When Johnson allegedly violated one of these, the House tried to impeach him. He was tried by the Senate in the spring of 1868 and acquitted by 1 vote. Johnson purchased Alaska from the Russian Empire in 1867. He left office in 1869. In 1875, Tennessee returned Johnson to the Senate, and he died months later, aged 66.